This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want you as a male to out yourself, or you as a female or a male, if you're dating or married to a male, we want you to out them for their mantrums.
Yeah.
Because listen, we all have meltdown moments, and is a topic we do on the show. And that's a thing. Like, everybody just goes, I've had enough. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Mm-hmm. Men just do it. Like, we just have a...
There's like one small thing that just sends you over, and it's wild.
And like, so when we want to hear your mantrum stories, it can be about the thing that put them over the edge, or it can be about the actual act of the mantruming.
Yeah.
Because sometimes...
there's men on the floor. Quite literally. I saw one of the stories.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Like, grabbing onto what they assumed was his wife's leg on the floor, throwing a mantrum saying, we are not leaving until we get that TV.
Are you serious?
I am.
And it wasn't their own wife's leg? They grabbed somebody else's leg?
No. I think it was their wife's. Oh, okay. They assumed that it was the wife.
Fully reverted to a toddler.
Yes.
No. Did he get the TV?
Question. Yeah. Did he?
I don't know.
Did it work?
It doesn't work for toddlers, but I feel like it would work for a grown man to be. I don't know why my mantrums come on, and they don't come on very often, especially now that I'm not married. They don't happen. Because who am I going to be mad at?
Just yourself.
But, introspection.
I hate this show. This is so bad for my psyche.
I think it's good.
My mantrum is really what I do in my mantrums is I go on a walkabout, and in retrospect,
that's okay.
Need
a moment.
It's not because
I kind of do that. I leave.
You take a moment. That's what I tell my nephew to do.
Okay.
He literally goes, okay. I need a moment.
Okay. Can I just say this?
Yeah.
If that's what it was, then I would respect myself and say it's a good thing.
Oh no.
But it's more of like a
storm out.
And why aren't you chasing me?
Oh, why?
It's not my favorite thing that I do. In fact, the last mantrum that I had while I was still married, I like did the walkout, and when I got outside, it was really cold and I was screwed, but I was like, I'm sticking to this. And I'd made enough of a scene that I knew I was going to get followed.
Oh, bud.
And then I went like up the block to a place where there's like a brick structure that has the name of my community on it.
Yeah.
And I hid behind that and waited to watch and see how long it took her to come after me.
Oh, no.
Is that not the saddest thing? Doing mantrums.
That's pathetic. Yeah.
Nobody knows it's more pathetic than me. Like, I'm admitting
it's
how pathetic
so
I am.
So sad, and I relate to it so hard.
Thank you. Thank you.
I do, yeah.
You really do it?
Because you get it. You get it like, I'm just going to leave. And in your mind, you're like, I bet you won't even come after me. And she's like, yeah, no, you're an idiot. I'm not coming after you.
Have you ever watched to see if she comes?
No, I'm just like, I waited for the call. You know, and then I just end up coming home. She's in bed. She's hours ago.
So she never calls.
No.
Where
am I going to go? I'm coming back. She knows.
I just sat.
They're smarter than us.
Like, I sat on this rock structure in the cold for like 40 minutes.
Okay. I mean, like, I relate because Slacker, I don't know if you remember. There was a time I think I like texted you when my ex pulled that and I panicked.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He was just like,
and he stayed out the earth. Whole night.
Yes.
Oh, Yeah, see, I always come back. Because
it was like, is he in a park? Is he
Literally no idea. Okay. Children, you guys are children.
But did he get the TV?
I did. I got a TV. I got one. All right. So I've admitted something. We've got some other stories, but we want to hear when you had a mantrum or your man thing had a mantrum. 303-222-5423 or text in 251059.
I've had a lot of the silent kind of walkout ones like we mentioned. I also remember this one. I brought my son home from school one day and I had been struggling with his lunchbox because there's no handle on it. And I would always just have way too much to carry and it would like drop and I would just get so frustrated.
I can feel the mantrum building up inside of me. So
this
right
had
now.
Been going on for weeks. And then finally one day I just couldn't hang on to it anymore. And I got inside the house and the worst part is my son saw all this and I took the lunchbox and I just slammed it into the sink just as hard as I could. It shattered. It broke. He's confused. My wife comes. She's like, what's going on?
I'm going to leave.
I bet you won't even come after me. You pack his lunch.
Oh my God. I hope other people are willing to admit what we're admitting.
Yeah. And so,
for sure.
And then it's like 3 minutes later, you're like, why did I do that? That was
you can't. So but you're just like, in the moment, you just feel that like white hot.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and like, it's gonna come out one way or another.
I was trying to remember. I remember distinctly one of the mantrums, not for me, but I was at a McDonald's, and I specifically stopped at a McDonald's at like 10:40 because I was like, I had been up forever. And I was like, I want lunch. I didn't want breakfast. So I'm standing there in line.
Oh, no.
And the dude in front of me was the opposite of me, right? So he was there for breakfast. But there was kind of a long line. By the time he got up there, it was 10:40 something.
Okay.
And they're like, he's like, yo, take. And this was, McDonald's went to all day breakfast for a while there. And then they killed it in COVID.
I don't know what's going on.
This was a long time ago, though. And they're like, sorry, breakfast stops at 10:30. And he's like, but I've been in line since 10:30. And they're like, he's like, are you telling me there's no more whatever?
God.
And he literally did the toddler thing like the TV guy. He sat down on the floor in front of it. So nobody else is going to order from that line because he's right there. And he's like, I'm not moving until I get an Egg McMuffin.
Oh, no.
And we're all just like, so then we all just had to disperse. We had to go around. We made like ants and created new paths. Okay.
And you're all just avoiding eye contact.
100%. Like, you're like, hey, dude, I don't know if like what. Because
this was
just
me last week. I get it. I know how you're feeling.
Oh, right. Bud has some big feelings.
So
okay.
If you have had a mantrum or your man has had a mantrum, we want to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Three.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing, we're talking to people who've had mantrums.
Mm-hmm. Or they're outing their mans for having mantrums.
Correct. And Tiak goes to the other room to answer the calls.
Mm-hmm.
And we normally wait to start answering calls like or whatever, but like.
But I'm excited.
And I just think I'm creating a mantrum right now by taking calls without him.
Do you think
him.
He's going to have one?
He's probably going to come in here and go like, why are you taking calls without me? Dude, the song ended. What were we going to do?
We had to.
We had no choice, man. Natalie?
Yay.
Mantrum, what happened?
I had the privilege of witnessing one at a Longhorn Steakhouse this weekend.
Okay.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I love it.
He came in with a large party, maybe like 12 people, and the manager seating them, but they couldn't have the tables put together because of it's like probably a fire hazard.
Mm.
And he decided to sit and protest and not eat, not drink.
Oh my God.
Asked the rest of his party not to eat, not to drink. What? And then cussed out the manager to where the manager is like kind of this scrawny, nerdy guy and said, I'm going to have to ask you to leave, sir, if you don't stop. And he just protests for about an hour and a half.
Oh my gosh.
He got his whole party to just sit there and not do anything.
For an hour and a half.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I managed to ask, I wanted to get a picture of his wife who was pouting the whole time. She was right across from me and I couldn't help but watch.
That's not my friend. Like, if you want to have a mantrum, go for it, but I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a part of your stupid thing.
I wanted my mother-in-law to see this woman's face so bad. I said, let me take a picture of your ring. I'll show you what she looks like. And I got her in the background and zoomed in and showed my mother-in-law what she
looked like. Oh my gosh.
Wow, that's an incredible mantrum. Tech, are you mad that we started without you? Because we were trying to create another mantrum. We were trying to get you to come storming into the room going, what did you win for me?
No, it's okay.
Okay, Robin?
Yay.
Mantrums, what do you got?
So me and my husband were out to dinner. So then we came home and we got into the driveway and talking about some stuff. Well, then we were talking and came into the fact that I had bought some clothes for him. And so then he had a mantrum about it. And he proceeded to take off all his clothes in the driveway and in the dead of winter. And then he drove off. In the car, naked. Well, he had his underwear on at least because apparently I didn't buy those for him. And so,
you're damn right.
And he drives off, and we had a couple cocktails. So I sent him a message. I was like, "Well, this is going to be interesting if you get pulled over by a police officer."
He probably was just parked up the road and watching you.
Seeing if you've chased him?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's what we do.
That's so dumb.
I know.
I did not chase him because I was like, if he wants to be that dumb, then go right ahead.
I would have lit a little bonfire with his clothes, though, in the driveway.
Oh, wow.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Next time.
Next time. Yeah. He'll do it again. He's an idiot. Chris? Chris?
Hey there. How you doing?
Hey there.
How you doing?
What's your mantrum?
Mantrum. All right. I was a college football player for a couple years.
Okay.
We were playing up at Montana State. All right. And I'm not going to lie. We were making some poor decisions on the offensive side of the ball. We might have had a turnover.
Okay.
And our coach, he got a little antsy about it. He ended up snapping his clipboard over his leg and throwing it to the student section, and it hit someone, one of the Montana students.
Oh my God.
That's classic. Classic mantrum. Classic consequences of a mantrum.
Yeah, I've had buddies punch like hand dryers in the locker room, break their hand, and then they're out for the season. I've seen it all.
So he was probably penalized and cost the team. Nice. Perfect. Aaron.
Yay.
Mantrum. What happened?
Oh, man. So finally, I got me and my family into Casa Bonita.
Nice.
And I even made us all Cartman hats. My 13-year-old looks like Cartman exactly. So I made us all Cartman hats. And
it was
my husband and me, my two boys, and my cousin, and had a great time. And my husband was just, I don't know, I guess he was PMSing, or there's not really an explanation. We were walking around, and he just flipped out. I live in Caprock, so it's quite away from Casa Bonita.
Absolutely.
And he left. In our car. He left in our car, and my kids.
He abandoned the family of Cartmans.
They're totally stranded. So, yeah, like, it's...
He's probably just parked up the road.
Well, ask yourself this. Do you want to be in the car with him after he's eaten Casa Bonita?
No, the food is not.
It's better now.
Sneaking it up.
You've been, haven't you?
I've been twice.
Crack the windows.
Oh, my God. Shannon.
Yay.
Yay.
Mantrum, what happened?
So this was years ago. My husband and I were at PF Chang's, either dating, newly married, and he always gets Kung Pao chicken. And I said, great, what? That sounds good. Why don't I get honey chicken and you get Kung Pao and we can share?
Yeah.
And he got so mad and was like, I don't share my Kung Pao chicken. We talked to each other.
Yeah, no, that sounds familiar. He's probably just parked up the road a little bit.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.